Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up recently and it was 2:45. I looked at the clock and I said, look, between me and you, we got an agreement. It's 3 o'clock. It's 2:45 right now. And the average person in me said, E.T., just pull the covers back over you. It's okay. You got 15 minutes. But the phenomenal in me said, E.T., if you go back to sleep for those 15 minutes, there's no guarantee you're going to get up at 3 o'clock. If you go back to sleep right now, you might wake up and it's 4 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 5 o'clock. You might wake up and it's 6 o'clock. All you have is right now. Are those 15 minutes that sweet? That you're going to push back your dream, that you're going to push back your goal, everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there.
Are you going to go back to sleep and dream about success or wake up and go chase it?
Everybody wants to do work when they're feeling strong and they're feeling refreshed. But what's more important is when you actually do the work, when you're feeling tired and feeling weak and feeling lazy. When you have those feelings, it's even more important to step up and get some. The weakness is like a little demon in your head. It's going to tell you nice little things to try and steer you down the wrong path. And you know what it sounds like? Train smarter, not harder. No! Actually, keep training hard.
Too tired, too hungry, too sore, too hot, too cold, too whatever. People ask me what I do when I get those little feelings running around. Well, let me tell you what I don't do. I don't tell everybody. No, I actually just keep that to myself. As a matter of fact, I don't even let those words run around inside my own brain housing group. I keep it secure, lock it down.
My internal voice, I told it to shut up. I told it that I am busy doing something, so stop talking. I'm busy right now, so go away. And if you want to have a conversation, come back later when I'm done getting after it.
Some of you, you a beast until it's uncomfortable. You a beast when the weather is right. You a beast when you play in your position. You a beast when everything is going right. But sometimes stuff starts happening where it's uncomfortable. You start to break. You start to bend. You start to fold. Every time you run up against a trial, you stop and you cut off beast mode. You got to learn to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. It ain't always going to be the way you like it. It's not always going to be comfortable. The conditions ain't always going to be perfect. But if you want this, if you really want this, you gotta learn to sacrifice. You gotta learn to give up to go up.
Folks see how much I work out, and they think I'm running from demons. It's not demons, it's discipline. And I'm a disciple of discipline.
You want to know the cure to laziness? It's discipline.
I don't care how good you are at anything. If you don't have discipline, you're nothing. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline. And discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Mindset's the only thing that gets you through hard time.
You gotta get your fucking ass up when you're tired, when you're exhausted, when you don't feel like working, and you gotta fucking grind. You are in control of your mind. Don't let your mind control you. You just have to assert your will. Your feelings will not cooperate with your dreams. Beat your feelings into captivity, because when you beat your feelings into captivity, that's what discipline is.
Tell those feelings they don't get a vote. You are declaring martial law on your mind. Impose what you want on your brain. Discipline, power, positivity, will. Even if I'm just going through the motions, I go through the motions. Don't really want to work out? I work out. Don't really want to hammer on a project? I hammer on a project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed? I get up and get out of bed. I get it done. To me, this is an opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I am the aggressor. I am on the attack.
The plan doesn't actually move you towards the goal. You have to do something. You have to execute. And people spend so much time planning, they don't actually do things. So make sure that you actually get it done. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how tiny the movement is. But make movement and do it every single day, no matter what, regardless of how you feel or what's going on in your life.
You aren't getting any closer to your 5-year plan or your 3-year plan or your 7-year plan or any plan that you've got unless you get up and start getting after it today.
You know who's going to bail you out? You know who's going to come and rescue you? You know who's going to come and save the day? No one. Nobody's going to lift the weights for you. Nobody's going to do the pull-ups for you. Nobody's going to go out and put in the road work for you. You got to do all that yourself.
At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Behind your little feelings, it might not be absolutely nothing at the end of your little feelings. But behind every principle is a promise. And some of you in your life, the reason why you're not at your goal right now, because you just all about your feelings. You all on your feelings. You don't feel like waking up. So who does? Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
Now I know in the morning, got that blanket giving you a warm hug, and you got the pillow, which is whispering in your ear, telling you it's okay, telling you to stay just a little longer. But don't listen to them. They're lying to you. Listen to your alarm clock, which is telling you to get up and get some. Listen to the weight room, the pull-up bar, which is telling you to face reality. And listen to your will, which is telling you to get up and crush everything. Get aggressive, be vigilant, attack, and destroy the weakness in your head. Go.
It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
Don't be upset by the results you didn't get from the work you did not do. I want you to be like, I didn't get the results because I didn't do the work. I didn't show up on time. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. I hit the snooze button. I made an excuse. I didn't make adjustments. I'm tired of people talking about, I want to be successful. I want to be great. Look, everybody wants to be a beast. And so it's time to do what real beasts do. And let me tell you something. That means getting up early, going to bed late. That means you don't go to sleep when you're tired. You go when you're done.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to go get some.
Are you going to work out today? Yes or no?
Are you going to win? Yes or no? Make the binary code decision. Yes or no?
Your mind is your strongest weapon, but you must take control of it. You have to tell your brain where you want to go. When your brain tells you to give in, you push forward. When it tells you to take the day off, you go harder. Don't allow your weak feelings to dictate where you end up in your life.
Don't allow your emotions to control you. We are emotional, but you want to begin to discipline your emotion.
If you just decide, I'm going to keep my word. If I say something, I'm going to do it regardless. Being more disciplined. Find something that you can look at your life that you say, hey, I know I've got a problem in this area. Being late. Procrastinating. Not taking care of business. Being seriously not serious. I need to deal with that.
I guarantee you, if you're wondering why it is that everybody else has this and that and this, and why you don't have I guarantee you that if you take an inventory of your actions, they equal what you're getting. Period. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend, is going to pay off.
And by going through the motions, you overcame that weakness. The desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path. You stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the war path.
Commit yourself to 15 years. Commit yourself to 20 years. Don't try to look at it as a one-year thing or two-year thing. That's where most people fuck up. It takes real fucking time and real commitment. It takes a conscious effort to be more valuable, to be better than the next guy every single day. Focus down, lock down, commit to something for 10 fucking years to be great at it. And guess what? Wherever you are in 10 years, it's going to be a hell of a lot better than where you are now. There is no easy way, and only motherfuckers that win long term are the ones that are willing to do the shit that they know they need to do when they don't feel like fucking doing it.